Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I look forward to the day that I can use the cooling part of Crop Metcalf again.
It would be nice.
So sick of the cold.
I know. I'm with you.
By the way, real quick, I don't remember last winter being this cold. Was it? Didn't I just forget?
Don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember it being this cold. I felt like we had a really mild winter last year.
We might have. We're in a bad stretch right now.
Yeah, it's gross.
I mean, the temps are just brutal.
I haven't had a fire in like 3 weeks.
As long as there's no wind. I mean, believe me, I don't like going outside when it's 25 degrees, but if it's 25 degrees and windy, then you just never want to leave.
I tell you, I've been walking every day. You know, one thing, because you've been sick, I wanted to make sure I was still, you know, getting some exercise. My legs are sore from freaking walking. What is that?
It's called getting older, Rick.
That is crazy.
Now stretch for a walk.
Stretch for a walk?
I don't advocate stretching ever, or post workout.
Get some liquids in there. Get hydrated.
Oh, I've had so much Pedialyte. I want to vomit. So gross.
All right, so we're talking NFL playoffs, and obviously it was a great weekend of the playoffs with three games coming down to game-winning field goals and, of course, the overtime game last night. We wanted to kind of shift the conversation to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to take for them to get to the next level? What do you take away from this weekend? Like, San Francisco does it with Jimmy G, okay? Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are certifiable freaks. And Matthew Stafford has a cannon. We've always known Matthew Stafford has a cannon. But San Francisco does it a different way, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do it with a really stout defense.
Yeah.
They have one of the Bosas.
Exactly.
But they have other guys. Armstead seems to get the quarterback all the time. They got guys that can get after the quarterback.
Yep.
And they run the football really effectively. And Jimmy G essentially is a game manager. Although, kind of with Jason, I think Cakes and EB underrate him. If you look at his quarterback ratings, if you look at his Pro Football Focus grades, like, to say it's a marginal upgrade over Taylor Heineke, I think, is a disservice. It's a significant upgrade.
I
just don't think there's anything about him that's special that brings you to a Super Bowl title.
I don't see anything special.
Except he's been to one. But I know he might go to a second.
I know he's been to one, and he's in position to get to
a second. Give me Bosa. All I know is I watched Bosa, and I went, that's what Chase is supposed to be.
Yeah,
and
correct.
He's not anywhere near that.
Or Von Miller, or that is my second takeaway, is the league now, it's all about quarterback, okay? Because Joe Burrow, he's not a freak athlete, so he's a little bit different than Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. He doesn't have a cannon arm, but Joe Burrow is excellent. So you have to have an excellent quarterback and or great pass rushers, because what was the difference in the Rams-Bucks game? Well, Donald, Von Miller, Floyd, they all wreaked havoc for Tom Brady.
Right, but I mean,
well, you also
understand, but that's two of the three guys you just mentioned there are Hall of Famers. They're first ballot Hall of Famers.
Well, another reason San Francisco has been successful is not because Jimmy G is special, but he fits into what they want to do, and he works with that system.
Yep.
And you couple him with a really good defense, especially a front four, and get after quarterback, and a really good running game, and an innovative offensive mind remember, in that game, whenever Shanahan had to get the ball to Debo, he did. He found ways to get to Debo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When Nate Hackett and LaFleur needed to get the ball to their best offensive player, Davante Adams, they couldn't. Especially even when Josh Norman was one-on-one on the outside with them, they couldn't get the ball to him. So it meshes with the system that Shanahan likes to run. You also have to have a great coaching staff, which Shanahan and D'Amico Ryans and all those guys have. So it's more than just the quarterback, in my opinion.
To me, Jimmy G fits into a system where you want to hide your quarterback or minimize his contributions to the offense.
You don't want him.
That's
to
what I think.
Yeah, you don't want him to drop back 45 times. Although he's done that before and won, but you're right. He's a guy that you probably want to drop back 20 to 25 times.
I don't think he's enough of an upgrade. I'll be honest. I just don't think he's enough of an upgrade.
I think he's just as much of an upgrade as Tannehill.
I want somebody with an arm at this point. I was just like, you know what? I need somebody with an arm.
I see, and I'm with you there, because the other thing is you have to have that quick strike potential, like the big play. So you saw it from the Rams. Cooper Kupp, obviously, is a guy who can make big plays. You saw it from the Bengals with Ja'Marr Chase. You can just throw a screen to him, and it'll go 70 yards. You saw it with Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs. Like, you got to have home run capabilities. And Washington, they've got Terry McLaurin, but they had a quarterback with a pea shooter of an arm and Taylor Heineke. You're just not going to hit those big plays.
I agree.
You're right.
And so if we're going to make a move, give me a guy with a big arm at this point. That's why I don't want all those college guys that just run around.
I'm kind of with you. I want a guy with a hose.
Joe
Burrow's an outlier, but Joe Burrow is so, like, he's Joe Montana, like, smart
I feel like he's got a decent arm, dude.
Decent arm, but he just doesn't have a cannon.
Here's something else I would like. I would like a third or fourth wideout who can explode for four touchdowns in a playoff game. Mm-hmm. Find Washington's version of a Gabe Davis. Because that guy, I'm sorry, he's not on the roster. De'Ami Brown is not Gabriel Davis.
Well, that's another question. Is Washington just a quarterback away from being...
No,
they have other holes that they need to fill.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You know the answer to that.
Of course, you know that.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a look. These teams that are playing now are really, really good teams.
Yeah.
All right. It's not just the quarterback. The quarterback is a big reason, but they're really good teams.
Let's go to the phones. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Line 1-800-636-1067. Our pal Mo in Largo leads off. What's up, Mo?
Mo, what's up, buddy?
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
morning.
Man.
Thanks for taking my call. Jason took a little bit of my thunder. I totally agree. If you're looking at the offensive minds that are calling these plays and the way they're able to dial up plays to get their best players the ball, it's something that we can't do. But if we're specifically talking about personnel, I mean, it's obvious we have to get a quarterback. But we need a legitimate playmaker opposite McLaurin. Because Samuels has proven that he's not healthy enough. Two, I don't think he's big enough to be that physical presence outside of having another speedy receiver on the opposite side of the field. So that's obvious. That's absolutely. And defensively, I mean, they've drafted the way you're supposed to in today's modern game, which is putting the studs up on the defensive line. The guys just aren't producing. I mean, like you said, they've got a Bosa. That's what our chase is supposed to be. We just haven't gotten there yet. But offensively, we have to put a legitimate wide receiver opposite McLaurin, outside of getting us a legitimate quarterback. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thanks, buddy. I agree with basically everything you say. I was thinking this weekend, and again, I traditionally like to think outside the box, so that's why people always hate all my ideas, but I was thinking, you know what? We all just assume they're going to package Daron Payne, you know, because Daron was unhappy in the fight and, you know, whatever.
And John Allen's been signed.
John Allen's already been signed. I wouldn't be surprised if they package Chase in there too, just because he's a headache, you know, and coming off an injury, let somebody else deal with him, and then maybe that'll be a sweetener where you can get somebody a little bit better than you otherwise would have. I wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw that out.
What do you mean a headache?
It's a little bit of a headache with some of this stuff, like not coming to the mini camps. He's already even insinuating, yeah, I don't know, we'll see. They clearly want him to be there. I don't know. I think it's a little bit of a headache.
Kind of depends on who you want. I mean, obviously, if you're trading Chase Young, you're going after a big name.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're not just going after Jimmy G.
No, you're going after A-Rod.
No, you're going after a big dog.
Well, Rodgers can kind of – he can kind of pick where he wants to go based sure. on his situation. So he's not coming here.
I don't think he's coming here. But maybe they throw him in for a Watson deal or something. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I won't be surprised if that's somebody that's thrown into a trade. Just put me on the record. I'm on the record. January 24th is saying that.
800-636-1067. What did the NFL playoffs show you if you're a Washington football fan? What does Washington need to do to get to that level? Let's go to Eric in Front Royal. Eric, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man?
Man, I think we're a lot more than a quarterback away after watching those games.
Everybody agrees with that.
Yes. I think it seems, if we do the right package for like a Wilson, he has an arm. Our line isn't great right now. He would be a good fit. But other than that, I think we need more skill players. We need more talent.
Yep.
They don't have linebackers.
I agree.
They were scheming up defenses with one linebacker. They were playing 5-1-5 packages. Yeah. I mean, that's insane. They need linebackers. Now, obviously, nobody wants to take one at the top of the draft. They want to focus on quarterback, but they still need linebackers. Believe me, they need them.
Eric, they're worlds away from being to this level.
Now, if they have Samuel healthy and Logan healthy and Terry healthy and our running backs healthy, they're actually decent offensively. They're okay if you can get a guy that can deliver them the ball. They actually have some decent weapons, in my opinion.
I think McKissick is a must sign.
McKissick is a must sign.
You got to have him back in the fold. He means so much to this
You're
offense.
You're so right. He's so good, and I think they know that.
But I do think, yes, you have issues at linebacker and all the things you said. But let's just imagine, supposedly they were in the mix for Matthew Stafford, right? Mm-hmm. Had they landed Stafford, they would have been 2 or 3 wins better.
Mm-hmm. Like probably.
When you have a guy...
He's hit or miss, though.
When you have a guy who's got that kind of arm talent, I understand he had a stretch this season of a bunch of interceptions.
Yeah.
But it just... The field is so much more open. You know what I mean? Like, Washington would have been capable to do what he did in that last drive, which is those big hits. It helps to have Cooper Kupp. He's the best receiver in the game. I understand that.
Could you imagine the explosion in Terry McLaurin's numbers if Matt Stafford's delivering in the ball? Like, it's a lock he scores a dozen touchdowns. It's a lock.
And, I know when I watch Kansas City, when I watch Cincinnati, I just see team speed everywhere. Especially when you watch Kansas City, the team speed just jumps out at you. And if I was, and I would be terrible at drafting, I would just draft fast guys. Uh-huh. I mean,
Well,
I would
that's
try to draft.
They did. They drafted Brown.
I don't know. Yeah.
He's supposed to be that deep threat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he runs as fast as those other guys.
Isn't Jamin supposed to be a speedy Jamin Davis? Isn't he supposed to be a speedy?
He was.
He's talking about
he was played out of position.
He's talking about
though.
Watching Tyreek Hill and Jamar Chase.
Oh, you're talking about like skill players.
Home and I like Jamin but I said from the beginning they played him in the wrong position. I don't know why they played him at middle linebacker.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next. 800-636-1067. Amazing weekend of 4 NFL playoff games. What did that tell you as a Washington football team fan? How does Washington get to the next level? Your call's next here on the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, talking about an incredible weekend of playoff football with all four games coming down to the wire. The Saturday games weren't nearly as much fun as the Sunday games.
They were still good, though.
Now, the Sunday game, the first one should have been a laugher, but the Rams did everything they could do to get Tom Brady back in the game, just vomiting on themselves, just fumbling and botching snaps and short. Now, Tom Brady did make plays. I'll give him credit, especially that long pass to Evans on Jalen Ramsey in one-on-one coverage. But
how does Ramsey get beat like that?
He stumbled there at the end. I mean, he was kind of stride for stride with him.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised by that.
Look, edge to a receiver over a corner almost every time.
Honestly, it didn't look like Ramsey expected Brady to throw it that way.
Yeah.
It was kind of actually surprised.
It was sick, though. You could see, you could read Brady's eyes from that one camera angle, right? You saw where he kind of looked them off, and then he saw he looked back, saw the one-on-one.
But another example of a big play. We're talking about it. Like, I think that they do need, they need a quarterback. That's the most obvious. But they need another game wrecker. And you see that with Ja'Marr Chase. You see that with Tyreek Hill, obviously. Like, guys, you could just take a
short little pass. I want a 5'10", low center of gravity guy that runs a 4.2. Maybe, you know, the background maybe in soccer or something. Like, just some guy.
You want Tyreek Hill is what you want.
Yeah, or Hardman.
That's why I want somebody loved Jeff Bidette cakes.
Yeah,
remember?
The speed. Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I want.
But you need one who can play football. You need one who can play football.
Of course, but there are plenty of them.
Not a third round pick like Deami Brown.
Well, maybe from a smaller conference, maybe from an HBCU or whatever.
You know,
I don't care.
Somebody tweeted us this, and I think it's probably a stretch. Jonathan tweeted us at Junks Radio. I say throw all the money at someone like Davante Adams. And draft a young quarterback. Draft a young quarterback. Give him some more weapons. Also, Brian Couch tweeted us, my takeaway is looking at the Bengals' two-year turnaround and realizing the next time that Ron says it takes 5 years to develop a quarterback.
Yeah. Right. Now, they also had the number one overall pick.
That's true.
And he hit. So
how about this, though? You just said something. It just struck me. Don't we have like $60 million in cap room? Didn't Aaron Rodgers say Davante Adams is the best receiver he's ever played? Yeah. Let's sign Devontae, and then now you got a reason for Aaron Rodgers to come here. Let's get them both.
And if you're grasping, don't, you still have Davante Adams.
You sign Davante Adams, give him whatever he wants,
and draft
and then
the
give
guy.
Them Chase, give them Payne, give them everybody.
I don't hate it, EB.
Thank you.
Davante Adams, that's your first domino. You
draft Jason.
Aaron Rodgers, and you draft your boy Kenny Pickett or Sam Howell or whoever you want to draft. And then they sit behind Rodgers.
We'll figure out.
Yeah, but hold on. If you bring Devontae in here, now suddenly Aaron Rodgers is at least going to consider it. He's at least going to look around and say, okay, wait, now maybe there's a reason for me to at least think about it.
We'll figure out who Aaron likes on that team because you can pick through that entire team.
Well, he loves that guy.
Since yeah, bring in Cobb, too.
salary cap hell.
Yeah, throw Adam Humphries overboard. Randall Cobb, come on in.
Yeah, of course.
Even though he's 100 years old.
Why do you think that those guys would come to this poop show?
Because you're going to pay him a ton.
Other teams will, too.
Because they're going to have new uniforms and a new name.
It's not like Washington is the only team that has money.
I mean, we have a lot of it.
Jason.
We have a lot of it.
They're going to go. I don't know if they're going to go together. I don't even know if Rodgers is leaving Green Bay. Maybe
neither
does.
Do I. I'm just throwing out a scenario.
Let's go to Charlie.
I know, but you're grasping.
I am grasping.
Let's go to Charlie in Newport News. Charlie, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
Charlie? Hey, you're the Redskins. Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Great.
Yeah, I think I have this feeling the Redskins are going to get the quarterback from the Raiders and then get us a big wide receiver, of course, and a linebacker and a cornerback.
Every position.
Why would the Raiders?
Well, they need all that.
Why would the Raiders trade the quarterback who got them to the playoffs and then be in the same situation that the Washington team's in?
Only because they're going to have a new front office
unless
and a new head coach.
Unless,
they don't like him.
Unless Rodgers is going there. That's different.
Let's go to Aaron in Suitland. Aaron, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. One of the things that kind of stood out with me in the game yesterday, the specifically Kansas City game, is the athleticism of the quarterbacks. You know, one of the things that I think that we need, I think we all can agree that the quarterbacks that we need are not available in terms of free agency, and the ones that is, we have to give up too much. So I think that we need an athletic quarterback, someone that can run and maneuver in the pocket. Taylor Heineke was supposed to be able to do that, but we all know that his lack of arm strength, that the game is too fast for Taylor Heineke. You know, listen, when we talk about Samuels and we talk about McLaurin, you have to understand those are legitimate 4.3 40 guys, 4.3 40. The game is just too fast for him. The game is just too fast for Heineke, and by the time he's in position, then, you know, the receivers are beyond his arm strength. So.
I'll say this, though. I don't think you absolutely need a mobile quarterback. Obviously, you'd prefer somebody who's athletic like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, but Burrow, for the most part, is a pocket passer. He can evade a rush. And Matthew Stafford is
faster than you think. He's a pretty good athlete.
Right. But Matthew Stafford is basically a traditional pocket
passer. I've done a
passer.
180. I want a big arm right now. And I've always poo-pooed arms, but we haven't had one here for a while. So I'm willing to go all in on a big arm.
Let's go to Tony, DC. Tony, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up,
hey, Tony?
Good.
Hey, I'm going to start off by saying the coaching staff, man. And I say the coaching staff. I say the staff because, you know, they came in there, man. They took people out their natural elements and stuff. And people keep saying Chase Young, he was a bust and all that. The whole defense looked the same, man, when they changed the scheme up and all that. But I'm going to move on and say O-line, we need our O-line good, man. We need a quarterback that know how to manipulate defense. And as far as receivers go, if you know how your quarterback is and stuff like that, man, our receiver's not going to get the ball. There's no such thing as an underthrown ball, man. If the joint too high, then that's cool. But an underthrown ball, they not aggressive like Cam. Cam Sims basically is the definition of an all-around wide receiver, man. I think he's the best receiver on the team.
Wow, I like that.
Did he just say that Cam Sims is the best receiver on the team?
He also said the O-line sucked and wasn't it ranked in the top five by like Pro Football Focus?
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't horrible.
It wasn't bad.
They just had so many injuries and then the COVID crap. I mean,
The fan base is desperate. We can tell by the calls. Fan base super desperate. They don't know what they're saying.
Everyone's very jealous by watching the games the other weekend.
They are.
It's the have-nots. They're seeing what the 100%. These organizations have.
Yeah.
Well, look, hindsight is
makes you
2020.
Want it.
You know?
They do.
But
I mean,
they could have drafted
you,
Herbert. And you wanted your arm, EB? That's somebody who has incredible arm talent.
I know, but I didn't know. Everyone was going to draft Tua, and we would have been in the same boat.
But you got to get over that. You got to get over
that. I know. It's over. It's behind me. I'm trying not to think about it.
By the way,
Herbert hasn't been in the playoffs yet.
Anymore.
I know, but I still would kill for Herbert. I would kill for Herbert.
Yeah. Right, you cannot wait anymore.
Hey, Miami's going to have a new coach. Maybe Tua shakes free. We don't know. I mean, there could be.
Yeah, but I don't want him. Here. That's another guy with a candy arm. Cakes, your arm's better than his.
Size for those.
By the way, Jimmy G was throwing a bunch of wobblers too. That wasn't helping me either.
It was snowing. It was snowing. And
okay,
it was minus
throw
four.
A spiral.
And
throw
I'm,
a spiral.
I'm not
and
really in the business of defending him, but he's got a banged up shoulder.
He got a banged up shoulder and a thumb.
Yeah. I'm not in the
well, it looked like
defending
it.
But Eric
business.
Doesn't care about that. He just
no, no.
All that.
It looked like he had a banged up shoulder
and
a thumb.
You want the guy who threw three picks and cost
at least he has
again.
An arm, yes.
Oh, my God.
At least he has an arm.
Eric's philosophy
yeah,
is.
He's got an arm that throws the other team.
Eric's philosophy is just give me a silly. I don't care
no,
what happens.
Right.
Just I
give
want him
silly.
To be silly.
Right. Not, well, not, kind of. But I need a big arm. That's what I learned yesterday.
Right.
I need a big arm.
636-1067. You call us on the MGM National Harbor listener line. Let's go to Victor in White Marsh. Victor, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, I disagree with you guys a little bit with the pocket quarterback.
All right.
I tell you, that's gone and dead. The best one I remember was Johnny Unitas. And let me tell you something, that's done and over with. You've got to have a guy mobile. You've got to have a guy that can throw the ball. And if you don't have that, you're lost.
So you think the Bengals are lost right now?
Yes, yes. I don't think they're going to beat Kansas City. There's no way in hell. No way in hell.
Well, nobody thinks they're going to beat Kansas City.
They may not beat Kansas City, but they're going to be competitive for the next decade.
They got there.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be in the mix.
Yes.
You know, for the next 10 years, as long as he's healthy, You right. got Joe Burrow. You got Ja'Marr Chase.
By the way, do you know what a luxury that is for the personnel office and for all the guys that work in the front office? They don't have to scout a quarterback. They don't
have to worry about
any
yeah.
resources towards scouting a quarterback mm-hmm. for 10 years, maybe longer.
Way, it's yeah. the hardest position in all of sports to fill. It's the most difficult position in all of sports.
But by the
all
way,
sports.
By the way, they did pay for it for a while because they weren't very good. I mean, I know they had Carson Palmer, but they weren't winning playoff games. Then they had mm-hmm. Andy Dalton. They weren't winning playoff mm-hmm. games. So they mm-hmm. for a long time, they paid for it. Mm-hmm. And then they finally got that number one pick, and it hit. Looks like it hit. So, you know, it's not like you can just do that every year, man. You got to get lucky.
I think, I think Washington will have to get extremely lucky.
Yes. By the way, I think with the Bengals getting to the championship game, Washington now holds the longest streak of not making it to a championship game.
Right. I believe they do hold years. The longest, yeah.
30 years.
They're up there with the Lions and right. the Browns, who are god-awful. I mean, it's just not good company to be in.
Let's go to Chris in Ashburn. Chris, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Oh, you're
what's
banging up? On about quarterbacks and wide receivers. One thing I saw, we need a kicker who can drill all those kicks. Do you think anyone we have on our roster could
Kicker's
make any of those
last
kicks one game this weekend?
Sly actually was decent.
Yeah. I like Sly. I'm okay with him.
And here's the other thing. You need a quarterback that puts him into field goal territory.
Right. Yeah, let's worry about that first.
That's what you need.
Mm-hmm. Look, there's
yeah,
no doubt.
Right. You certainly need a reliable leg, but you need a quarterback.
I think they got a kicker for now. I'm okay with Sly. Mm-hmm. I think he's fine. But listen, no one is delusional and thinks one guy's going to put him over the top. We're just saying, as a fan base, we've all seen it. We've gone through 100 quarterbacks. We're the laughingstock of the league. You saw the stat. I think us and Detroit mm-hmm. are the two teams that have gone the longest without having gone to a championship game. 30 seasons. 30 seasons.
We
okay?
just it, talked about that.
That's a long time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's enough is enough.
What yeah. I just said.
No, I know. Enough is enough.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we need to find our quarterback.
You're in bad company.
Yeah,
we're in bad company.
When you're getting mentioned with the Lions and the Browns and teams of that ilk, that's a stain.
Yeah.
Well, and just think about it. If you go into next year with, let's just say, a Heineke, and then you're drafting a Pickett or a Matt Corral or Willis or whoever it is, then it's going to extend even longer because you're not going to the NFC Championship game in that guy's rookie year. So
I don't want some little guy that scrambles around and runs like crazy and has a mediocre arm. I'm out on that.
It's going to
Jim. Out on those guys.
Jim in Virginia, what's up?
All right, so I'm of the camp that we've been jinxed forever. Our history of bringing veterans like Mr. Butterworth and Deion Sanders.
Butterworth? Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Hainsworth?
Mr. Hainsworth.
Hainsworth, yeah. All right.
Leave the funny dots.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right.
It actually is pretty
He's
funny.
Up, pal. So, and also the history of other players leaving and, you know, excelling at other places, I say we bring Haskins back, and I'm not being.
All right. Oh, I mean,
come on.
He was clearly doing a bit.
Yeah.
He had to have been doing a bit.
Let's go to Shane
that
in
part
Virginia.
Wasn't funny.
Yeah,
Shane, what's up?
None of it was funny.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Butterworth, I like that.
All right, so I have a beef with Jason.
Why?
And it's because, and it's not because I think these players would come here, but he's always like, oh, why would Rodgers and Watson come here? But then he follows it up with, oh, I think Watson would go to the poopy giant. Like, come on, man. Tell me you hate Washington without telling me you hate Washington, man.
Well, no, hold on.
Like, and then.
Well, no, he hates Washington. He hates him.
The thing about New York is they have two top first-round picks that they can trade to Houston. That's why I think that's in play. And,
yeah, but you say it's he wouldn't want to be here.
I don't. Why would anybody want to be here?
Money.
Why would anybody want to be with the Giants?
Because I just told you, because they have two first-round picks, and they can trade that to Houston, so they got a little bit more ammo. They got more ammo than Washington does.
He has no trade clause.
He does. He may not want to go there.
Here's our ammo. Our number one, Payne and Chase.
Well,
give him to me.
I don't know if they're going to give both of those guys up.
I mean, Shane was
you asked
correct,
for ammo.
Though.
You just asked for ammo. I gave you some ammo.
Shane was correct
I think
on one thing,
I think they'd
thing,
rather
Jason.
Have the first round picks.
Mm-hmm. Shane was correct. You do hate Washington.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I hate Snyder.
Well, right. who don't, yeah,
everybody
Jordan,
does.
I mean, I hate Snyder.
That's a long line.
Everybody does.
I don't hate Washington. I think it's funny every single year that it's teams, you know, like the San Francisco 49ers and the Rams and the Bucks and all these other teams, everyone kind of says, Washington's going to be on that level. We're going to win our division. We're better than Dallas.
Hey, they won the division last year.
They're not. They're terrible. It's a terrible, terribly run organization. They got the worst owner in professional sports. They got a backup quarterback. And then every single year, they're like, we're going to be good. We're going to get 10, 11 wins. Cakes has them winning 12 games.
Well, 11 or 12.
And Cakes in my defense.
I'm just trying to bring everyone back down to earth.
And in our defense, the starting quarterback was injured in the first half.
We were betting on Fitz.
I know.
I wasn't betting on Heinicke.
Fitz is a world beater.
And it wasn't just Cakes. It was Greeny. It was all those guys.
Thank you. Riddick. Thank you very much.
We used to play that montage, that brilliant montage of Washington's the biggest sleeper in the NFL.
I think the days, though, I'm just being rational.
That's all.
I think the days, though, of like Washington fans being irrational have largely gone. Most fans are used to losing, and we expect to lose.
Yeah, they realize what they are.
I think most fans.
But you weren't expecting to lose before the season started. You were not.
No, I thought I liked the Fitz pickup, and I thought that they and I thought the defense was going to be top five.
You thought Chase Young was going to be
Chase Young stinks. I'm so over him.
Now he stinks.
A game record.
Stinks.
Okay.
Foolishly, stinks. I believed that it would be a top five defense.
Ten games.
I'll never believe that again, ever.
10 games, 1.5 sacks. That's all you need to know.
I know. But he had a really good year his rookie year.
He had 7.5, 8 sacks his rookie year.
That's pretty good for your rookie. He was defensive rookie of the year.
It's okay.
Oh, now it's just okay.
It wasn't that great.
You thought he was the man after his rookie year.
I was wrong.
That's why you thought they were going to have a top five defense.
Whatever happened to one DeMatha?
I was wrong.
Sounds like multiple or two DeMathas at least. Right. Split DeMatha.
One trade offer.
Yeah. Listen, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because of that, Cakes, but I can't.
800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. We're talking about the NFL playoffs, what you saw, and what Washington needs to get to that level. More of your calls next here in the Junkies. But let me tell you about Eagle Hill. They're fantastic. You can break away from the expected and grow your career at Eagle Hill Consulting. When you join their team of high performers, you make an impact from day one. Ranked one of Vault's Consulting 50, they're dedicated to making a difference and want you to bring your unique background to your work every day. Ready to see where your skills will take you? Apply today. With at least 3 years of experience, a college degree, and most importantly, your authentic self. Visit weareeaglehill.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to shift gears. We're talking about Washington football team and what they need now. But at 8 o'clock, we're going to predict the future.
Oh,
and we're going to focus on Brady and Rodgers. So we'll do that at 8 o'clock. But right now, a lot of people want to chime in on Washington, what they saw from the playoffs, what they must do to get to that next level. Let's go to Dennis in Reston. Dennis, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Good morning, guys. First of all, as far as like next season goes, I don't think we're really going to be that. We may be a little bit better next season if we do pull some good changes. But I think we're kind of riding off next season also. But temporarily, and believe me, I'm not a big Garoppolo fan. Okay, first time I saw the guy, I said to myself, I said, I hope we don't get this guy. But because he just does some goofy things sometimes, and sometimes he's accurate and sometimes he's not. But I think we should get him. I think we should get him. I think we should get a kid from the draft, and I think we should rotate Heinicke and Garoppolo next year. And that's my idea. Whether it's a good idea,
why would you rotate him? I don't know. Why would you rotate him? What's the point?
Just to do some things that I've seen other teams do, where they'll rotate, kind of throws the defense off in there.
The Broncos 40 years ago. Who's done that?
Nobody's done it.
Listen. I don't mean during the game. I'm talking if one guy goes down, he's not that good. Bring him. You know, we need Heinicke and somebody else and Garoppolo. Who else are we going to get?
Well, look, if Garoppolo comes here, which is probably a long shot, but if he comes here, he's not losing out to Taylor Heinicke.
Impossible.
He's just not.
No, it's an impossibility.
And you're not going to rotate guy. I mean, that's – look, I love Dennis.
I mean – but that's I understand bringing in like a Trey Lance on the goal line or the 5-yard line because you want to utilize his rushing skills. I understand that, but there's no quarterback rotations in the year 2022. It just doesn't happen.
And you can, and believe me, I don't think Garoppolo's great by any stretch, but he's been to now two NFC Championship games in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not all because of him, okay? Because I understand that. But the guy, when he needs to make throws, he makes throws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he'll throw that boneheaded pick. I get it. And it's a great system for him. But when he needs to make throws and get you into a good scoring position, he can do that.
Mm-hmm. But the MVP of that team is not Garoppolo. He's not the MVP of
Debo.
That team. Debo offensively.
Debo's
and then
huge.
Obviously Bosa.
Let's go to Dwayne.
I think it's just the defense in general.
And their system.
And their system and the coaching staff. They got a great defensive coordinator. I mean, it's just the entire 52-man roster plus the coaching staff.
Let's go to Dwayne in Herndon. Dwayne, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, good.
Yeah, see, I mean, I'm just sitting at home watching the game, and I know there's a lot of Washington fans in that home. It was both mad and envious watching both those quarterbacks. But and all I hear is they need a mobile quarterback, a running quarterback. But I think that we just need a quarterback who can manipulate the pocket. I want to stay as far away from a running quarterback as possible. A Lamar Jackson. I think we're going to see what happens to Josh Allen in the next 5 years. I compare him to almost like a Cam Newton. I think his body, they keep running him the way they do. His body's going to break down. I want to stay as far away as possible. Joe Burrow is the future of the NFL. Him and Mahomes, they can manipulate the pocket and move as they need to, but they're not going to take off running. And all these RPOs that they use
Mahomes
on Josh Allen, we're going to see a Cam Newton type.
You know, Mahomes has sneaky rushing numbers, and you
Mahomes
saw that on his play last night.
He was unbelievable running.
He runs when he has to. He's not going to just take off running.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you there, generally speaking.
I think Josh Allen's kind of the same way. Like he's first looking downfield to make plays, but
and then he'll take off.
But
he said
they used him a lot yesterday on RPOs. And look at the Cam Newton comparison. Cam was a big, strong, had an arm, and this kid has a big, strong arm. Watching a couple years.
Yeah. Over time, that'll take its toll. I think you're right.
Cam never put up the passing numbers that Josh Allen is putting.
But no, Josh is a better passer, and Josh will be able to thrive in the pocket as a passer.
Well, I think his point was Buffalo has more design runs for Allen than Kansas City has for Mahomes.
Fair.
The only reason Mahomes runs is if pocket breaks down and there's, you know, 25 yards ahead of him and he just
But I'm with him in the sense that I don't want to draft a 6'1 quarterback with average arm, but he's exceptional with his wheels.
Want to draft Malik Willis.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't want that. I want a guy with a big arm.
Hey, maybe Ron thinks he's a shrunken down version of Cam Newton. Can do a lot of the same things with Malik that he did with Cam in Carolina.
Who's the guy in Utah that everyone hypes up? Does he have a big arm? That kid?
Strong.
Yeah.
Oh, Carson Strong?
I mean, he's got the name.
He's from Nevada.
Does he have a big arm?
I mean, I don't know where it ranks with all the other guys, but I mean,
he's a big kid, right?
Yeah, he's probably 6'4".
Yeah. I might be interested in that.
I mean, most of these guys are pretty similar in height.
EB, Sam Howell can sling it. When we get to commercial break, film breakdowns.
I've heard that, too, that he has a big arm, too. So those are the guys that I'm leaning towards.
But you want that big guy. He's not a big guy.
No, he's like 6'1".
Yeah, he's not a big guy.
800-636-1067. Let's go to James in D.C. James, what do you think?
Hey, morning, John.
Nevada, not Utah.
Okay. What's up, buddy?
All right. Hey, listen, first thing I want to say before I answer your question about the, you know, where we're going to be next season, 30 seasons since we made the NFC Championship, and of those 30, and I'm only saying this because I know y'all blame Snyder for everything. I'm not a Snyder defender. But I would like to say it's almost a decade that he did not run this organization, and we still were losing. So this has just been an ongoing problem. I think the end-all, be-all is not Snyder. It's just not lucking up having a QB, a franchise QB. I believe that's the end-all, be-all to why we just have had mediocre years for 30 seasons. And I also think we're not that far away. I do think Logan Thomas healthy, McKissick healthy, Curtis Samuel healthy, Terry healthy, that the offense can generate Gibson healthy. Just adding that piece, adding a quality QB would probably highlight Cam Sims, DeAndre Carter, Brown. I just think we're not that far off. Fix the middle linebacker core, fix the linebacker situation. I think the defense will be much better next season. I think our offense will be much better. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what we're going to get. But it has to be improvement over Heineke. We fix those issues, and maybe we do end up in a divisional round of the playoffs next season.
So you're more in the camp.
I do not think.
You're more in the camp of they're closer to one player away than most people think.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if
that's
I'm in
what
that
it
camp.
Sounds like by him.
Yeah, it sounds like that's where he's hanging out. I don't know if I'm hanging out in the same.
I think you're
zip
at least a couple. Like even if you drop Josh Allen in Washington, I don't think they go as far as what you saw yesterday. But if you get Josh Allen and give me one more playmaker, then I think you can.
Listen, Josh Allen. This is a 10-win team with Josh Allen.
It's going
to the playmaker, by the way, was supposed to be Curtis Samuel.
Correct.
That's they shoved all their chips in on Curtis Samuel, expecting him to be a guy that would catch 50 balls, that would carry the ball 30 plus times out of the backfield, and none of that materialized because he just couldn't stay on the field.
It's going to. And by the way, there's no reason to think he'll do it next year. I mean, he had a whole year to get healthy.
The jury is still out on him.
He said he felt great at the end of the season.
And by the way,
that's great. He felt good at the end of the season.
I know that you want all your guys healthy, but it's football. It's a brutal sport. You're not going to have everyone healthy for the entire year. You got to have depth.
You got to layer that.
No,
talent.
Of course you do.
All of these teams that we're talking about had injuries, but they had depth and they had systems that could.
Right, but they still had their guns in the playoffs. They still have most right.
Well, yes. I mean,
they had their big guys there.
Yeah, but because they have great quarterbacks or very good quarterbacks.
Kirk, real quick, what's up?
Morning, fellas. I wanted to say on Lurch's comment when he said Cincinnati paid a long dues, where they had a lot of losing seasons. Right after we won the Super Bowl, I bought a house in Carroll County. House paid for, 30-year loan. I've been waiting. We've been waiting a long time, too. And
yeah, I disagree with the last. Paying off their mortgages in the span.
I have paid off a mortgage, my dude.
Yeah.
Paid off a mortgage waiting on the daggone team to be good. My son is 35. He doesn't know what the winning team looks like. I keep telling him, this is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. And he finally now he just tells me, you say that every year, Dad.
That's equivalent to child abuse right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My last comment is, you guys always talk about growing up in PG County.
Yes, sir.
Man, y'all grew up in Bowie. Okay? I've delivered mail in Capitol Heights. I grew up in Hydesville. Mm-hmm. That's where PG County's at,
Jason,
buddy.
Jason grew up in Lanham.
What are you trying to say?
Fair.
We grew up in fake PG County?
Please.
We understand there are different sections.
Right.
But we were still part of Prince George's County.
I went to Thomas Pullen Middle School. Google that.
Was he questioning our
I don't think it exists
our backgrounds from
He's
the
questioning
county?
Our authenticity.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's saying we grew up in soft PG County.
Yeah, he did.
Well, well, there's a lot of truth to that, but we also
he may have a bit of a point.
All right, coming up next, we'll play Predict the Quarterback's Future. We'll focus in on Brady and Rodgers. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You're on the Junkie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.